time you start putting limits on campaign funding. There's always loopholes.
Edgar says the ethics measure is more about perception than reality. The Republican former governor says he's failed to see a limit on campaign funds that really works, even at the federal level. But Edgar says another problem stems with the law. He says as long as the Supreme Court dictates that candidates with lots of money can spend any amounts on their campaigns, there will be an uneven playing field. Families with autistic children are caught in the middle of an ongoing dispute between the governor and House lawmakers. Sean Crawford has that story.
Senators have once again advanced a measure that would expand health coverage for those with autism. It would require insurers to cover up to $36,000 a year in autism treatment and pay for unlimited doctor's visits until the patient is 21 years old. But despite what appears to be overwhelming support for the concept, the legislation is yet to win final approval. That's because House members don't trust the governor to carry out such programs. The House has tacked on rulemaking language designed to thwart Governor Rod Blagojevich's attempts to expand health care without legislative input. The end result, no agreement, and the measure keeps stalling. Mattoon Republican Senator Dale Ryder.
The families who have children who suffer from autism, with all due respect, are not impressed with the drawing of the line in the sand that the House and Senate leaders are engaging into.
Critics say it would result in higher health insurance costs for small businesses, but supporters say families with autistic kids need help with the huge financial burdens they face. I'm Sean Crawford.
Prosecutors want to drop contempt proceedings against two Marines, one of them from Douglas County, who refused to testify against their former squad leader when he was being tried for the killings of four unarmed Iraqi detainees. The U.S. attorney filed the motion yesterday asking a judge to drop charges against Sergeant Ryan Weimer and Sergeant Jermaine Nelson. They refused to testify at the civilian trial of former Marine Jose Luis Nazario Jr., who was found not guilty of charges that he killed or caused others to kill four detainees in Fallujah, Iraq in 2004. Weimer is from the Douglas County town of Hinesboro. He and Nelson face courts-martial on charges of unpremeditated murder and dereliction of duty. Both maintain their innocence. The House has ratified a compact that would prevent the direct diversion of water from the Great Lakes, adding protections to one of the world's largest sources of fresh water. The measure passed today on a vote of 390-25. It now moves to President Bush, who says he will sign it into law. The Senate passed the measure in August. The agreement was negotiated by eight Great Lakes states after more than 4 years of talks involving business, scientific, and environmental interests. Two Canadian provinces have enacted virtually identical measures. They prevent countries or remote states from tapping into the lakes from their natural drainage basin, with rare exceptions. Wildlife investigators say a black bear who was found dead last week in Douglas County originated in Pennsylvania and didn't make his way west on his own. But that's about all the Illinois Department of Natural Resources is saying so far. A department spokesman says investigators are still trying to determine how the bear got to Illinois. They're still also waiting for the tests of a necropsy to tell how the bear died. The young male was found September 16th near Hugo, about 30 miles south of Champaign. The bear weighed 150 to 200 pounds. Illinois isn't believed to have wild bears, though black bears live in both Wisconsin and Missouri. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programs are made possible by HigherEdJobs.com, listing open faculty and administrative positions at colleges and universities across the U.S. Online at www.HigherEdJobs.com.
It's 5:33. Mike Sola has a look at our forecast.
And quiet weather will be the dominant feature across central Illinois for the rest of the work week and into the weekend. There will be a chance for just a few stray showers. Looks like by tomorrow night there will be a chance for a little bit of light precipitation across central Illinois. Even tonight in northwestern and far west central Illinois, a chance for a few widely scattered showers. That's off a cold front that has pushed its way into western Iowa, and ahead of it there are some pretty good thunderstorms rolling along right now. In fact, a couple severe thunderstorms south and west of Des Moines. But in Illinois and Indiana, just a few clouds in the extreme northwest corner of Illinois, and along the Mississippi River in southwestern Illinois, a little bit of cloud cover. The rest of Illinois and Indiana, sunny and relatively mild. Temperatures all the way up to 88 at Metropolis, Olney, Harrisburg. Evansville, Indiana's at 87 degrees. Even Rantoul is currently at 84, or 81 on Friends Plaza, heading to an overnight low temperature of 58 degrees. The average low, 50. The average high, 73. Tomorrow, we're shooting for 85 for high temperature. Again, under a mostly sunny sky, a light southeast wind tonight and a light southerly wind tomorrow. And then that slight chance for a passing shower tomorrow night with partly to mostly cloudy sky overhead, a low temperature at 59 degrees. Mostly sunny for Thursday, a high temperature at 82 degrees, mostly clear Thursday night, the low 56. And on Friday, looking for another sunny day with a high temperature at 85 degrees. Currently, we have 81 on Friends Plaza. At Willard Airport at the top of the hour, they had a sunny sky overhead, 81 degrees, dew point 52. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. George W. Bush gave his final speech as president to the United Nations today. He's had a tumultuous relationship with the UN, complicated by the war in Iraq. Today, President Bush urged member states to work together to fight violent extremism and get back to the UN's core value of supporting human rights. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it was a message that fell flat in a moment of global financial worries.